The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Food prices in Ireland are rising at three times the rate of overall inflation, and as the price of food continues to increase, therefore the cost of your weekly shop will be observable and palpable to you. We're joined now by Kel Gallivan, money coach, who's going to tell us how to make it all add up. Kel, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, first of all, you are celebrated for the fact that you gave up a perfectly good job, decided to stay at home, look after the kids, and give up everything, and it transformed your finances.
It absolutely does. It's strange hearing you back. Every time I hear it, I go, I actually did that. Yes, I did a no-spend year, and I did it. It changed everything that I thought about money. And it's really interesting when we were in this cost of living crisis, like some of the things that we kind of take for granted as set expenses in our lives, they can really take an outside proportion of our incomes. And food is one of those things. And when you look at food, for example, like food falls into what's called the fat category. So that's food, accommodation and transport. And when you look at CSO stats, and particularly the household budget survey, which is what like the CPI index is, that basket of goods that tells us what inflation is based on. When you look at that, it's kind of nearly evenly split between the three things, that about 50% of our outgoings go on food, accommodation and transport. So any change in those really impacts the bottom line in every household in this country. So that's why we're really feeling the change in food.
Now, some people will adopt the instant fix, which is, I'm not having that expensive latte every day, I'm just going to have instant coffee at home or whatever. But in terms of the normal groceries, the things that you want to feed your family, how can you save money on those?
Yeah, like this is it can be a tough one sometimes. It can take a few minutes to kind of sit back and go, well, how do I do this properly? Because you don't want to cut out nutrition. You don't want to cut out quality where you don't have to. So I would absolutely say go for the low-hanging fruit of life. Make life as easy as you possibly can for yourself. So I would say start off at looking at things like food waste. Because when you look at the EPA, so they kind of look at the amount of food waste the average Irish household produces in a year. It's about 120 kilos of food waste per year. So that's money that you would have, you know, got into the store, bought the stuff, it sat in your fridge, and it ends up for whatever reason not being used. And that adds up to about 700 euro of your post-tax money annually. So food waste now is quite an expensive business for throwing things out. And generally when we're looking at food waste, it's the main culprits tend to be bread, kind of salad-y stuff, fruits, vegetables, even dairy and eggs. Quite a reasonable portion of those can end up in the bin as well. So any help you can give yourself around that, that's going to help bring down the cost of your weekly budget.
Okay, now talk to me about bread. How can I cut down on the waste in bread? Because you buy a loaf of bread and depending on whether you have sandwiches one day or whether you have toast in the morning, you might end up with half a pan, which has now gone stale.
Yes. And look, we've all been there. We've all been there going, oh, yeah, absolutely, I'll get around to it. But we end up eating something else. And then the weather might change. You might feel like having a sandwich. But if that's the case, like bread freezes quite well. So I would definitely say slice it before you put it in or turn it into breadcrumbs and just have an alternative use for it. Because you can take bread out of the freezer and toast it straight away. So if you're a toast family, freezing bread is not a problem at all. And definitely when the weather is warmer, bread tends not to last as well. So I would say, look, buy only what you need. Don't buy the extra loaf unless you have to. And if you think you're not going to use it, get it into the freezer, either in sliced format or breadcrumbed as soon as you can, as soon as you realize you're not going to have it. And same then with other things, like if you love your fruit and veg in your household, it's okay to go down the frozen route and actually buy frozen in the first place, because things are often like veg and fruit, they're picked so quickly after harvest and packed and frozen. The nutritional value is there and it's way less expensive than the fresh version.
Now, one of the advices that you sometimes get on programs like this is that shop local, shop often. That way you only buy what you need. But on the other hand, if you're going to drive to that shop, you're using up diesel or electric or petrol or whatever. So what do you do? Big shop or multiple small shops?
It does depend on where you're living. You're absolutely bang on with that, because you have to think, well, how far am I traveling to get to these places? And absolutely, where possible and where it's in your budget, support local, because you're not going to get much better than that, because you're cutting down your travel miles and all that sort of thing. But I think if you do have a family and you are doing your big shop where you kind of have to go to a supermarket, I would say be open to maybe getting it delivered out, because yes, you do pay to have it delivered out, but you're saving yourself the petrol, the wear and tear of the car, the time, and also the impulse purchases, because so much of a supermarket is laid out to have like the promotion to the end of aisle promotions and the discount sections and all that kind of stuff. And if you are do end up going into a supermarket, just in the back of your mind, I want you to think next time you go in and just think, how is your store laid out? Because when you go around the edge of the store, if you think just mentally your eyes closed, walk around the edge of the store, that's where all the staples tend to be, like your fruit and veg, and then your bread and your milk might be down the back, and the frozen is down in the back corner, something like that. And you'll see all those staples. If you can, skirt around the edge of your supermarket, because the middle aisles tend to be the more maybe processed food or things that are a bit more impulse purchases. And I don't know about you, but I know firsthand of somebody, they sent their partner down to the store to get milk, and they came back with a chainsaw.
Well, that's a different kind of addiction, the middle aisle addiction. The idea of branded goods versus own label goods, we're still very fond of our brands, and, you know, sometimes kids are very fond of their brands. They want a particular kind of treat.
Yeah, and there's no need to cut those out entirely. So if you think, if you have kids particularly yourself, there'll be a couple of brands that you absolutely see the value, taste, flavour, everything in, and they're the brand name ones, they're a bit more expensive. Get those. Get the ones you really, really enjoy. And then there'll be other things where you could kind of maybe give or take a little bit, or, you know, store brand, you can't tell the difference that much. Then go for the store brand, because this is, when it comes to your food, food is one of those lovely pleasures in life and you want to enjoy it. But it's about thinking, okay, what are the ones from a branded value that I really enjoy versus what are the ones that I'm okay being flexible on?
Now, other little tips you have, batch cooking. In other words, if you buy a certain amount of minced meat or whatever it might be, cook the lot of it, divide it into batches, freeze some of it, eat some of it, and it lives to fight another day.
And with the price of proteins now, meats have really jumped up. They're one of the big offenders that have jumped up price-wise in the last while. If you can, it's not always possible, try and have your big shop on the same day as you do batch cooking. So stuff doesn't even have to go into the fridge. You're cooking it straight away. And particularly one that I'm quite fond of is something like getting a couple of meals out of one chicken, for example. So if you get one really just big, large chicken, and you take, let's say, the breast and you make a curry out of that. And when you're serving it, you do dal, rice, maybe Indian salad, things like that. And then with the thighs and the wings and stuff, you could do fajitas or burritos where you wrap some salads and all lovely, build it out really nice. You have the lovely flavors of meat, but you've salads and wraps and all sorts of nice things with it. And then the bones of the chicken is so good for you. If you boil it down to a bone broth, like boil it for 8 or 12 hours at a really low simmer, that's the base of a highly nutritious soup, be it minestrone or whatever you like, and have really fresh, crusty bread with that. And that way you can get your protein to work a lot further, get the most out of it, and still building in the nutritious vegetables and things around it.
Kel Gallivan, Money Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.